Blog Talk Radio.
We can't hear Angela if she's reading. Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I'll pick up reading.
Okay. Sorry about that.
You got it?
No, it's in the car.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I got it.
What happened?
She's looking for her books.
Got it.
All right, reading out of Exodus 25:21. And you shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony which I shall give to you. And there I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, which are upon the ark of the testimony, I will speak to you about all that I will give you in commandment for the sons of Israel. And you shall make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long and 1 cubit wide and 1.5 cubits high. And you shall overlay it with pure gold and make a gold border around it. And you shall make for it a rim of a hand breadth around it. And you shall make a gold border for the rim around it. And you shall make 4 gold rings for it and put rings on the 4 corners, which are on its feet, which are on its 4 feet. The rings shall be close to the rim as holders for the poles to carry the table. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold so that with them the table may be carried. And you shall make its dishes and its pans and its jars and its bowls with which to pour libations. You shall make them of pure gold. And you shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me at all times. Amen.
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 Amen. What just stopped at 30?
Girl, I just closed the book.
Closed it up.
I just closed the book.
I think I have you right. Okay, well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Let's see if I can do a roll call. Let's see here. I have Mom.
Yes.
Dad.
Yes.
Auntie Betty.
Present.
Let's see. Let's see, Auntie Janet?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. Is this Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Okay, and am I missing someone?
Auntie Care.
Auntie Carrie. Auntie Care, I see it. Okay, good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, for this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. Today is an open session, and we pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And Angela is coming to us with the blessing of the prayer line, so if everyone would bow their head, please.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. We ask you to destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. Mm. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling and seeking truth. Heavenly Father, we come to you on one accord, in gratitude and love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. God be to the glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, well, thank you, Angel, for the reading out of Exodus 25. And then thank you for the blessing of the prayer line. I'll do a roll call one more time to make sure I haven't missed anyone. And if I have, just let me know. I have Mom and Dad. I have Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, Sister Shirley, and Auntie Carrie, and Angela and myself. Did I miss anyone? Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, welcome,
yeah,
welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to go right on into our program, and I will start out with Dad. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will read about it. Who is coming to dinner? Who is coming to dinner? And then that coming to will be Peter and Cornelia. Acts chapter 10. It's a good chapter. I'm just trying to read it all. Well, it might take a little too long, but it's real good.
Okay.
So, that was the same man in Caesarea called it Cornelia. A centurion, the band called the Italian band. A devout man. And one that feared God with all his house, which gave much to the poor, and prayed to God always. He saw in that vision, evidently, about the ninth hour of the day, an angel to a God coming in him, and saying unto him, Cornelia. And when he looked on him, he was afraid, and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, The prayer and thine come up for a murderer before God. And now, send men to Joppa and call one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He learned that that was Simon Tanner, who has nearby seaside. He could tell he was that out to do. And when the anger which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called it to his household servant and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on that journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open up and a certain vessel descending unto him as it had been a great sheet knitted at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein was all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fires of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, slay and eat." And my sister listened to you. Remember, my mama used to say that voice all the time. "Rise, Peter, slay and eat."
Yeah.
But Peter said, "No. No, Peter said, "Not so, Lord. I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God has cleaned, that thou not be common." This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself with the vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the man which was sent from Cornelius had made, hold on, I'm getting there, made the quality assignment.
House.
The house and stood before the gates and called it and asked it whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was Lord there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, "Behold, I am he.
I am he who you seek.
What is the Because you come. I think I better stop that, because there's a lot of good reading, and I like it. But we had today in our Sunday school lesson, and guess who comes to dinner? So guess who comes to dinner? That was Peter and Cornelius. And the question is, what they going to eat? When they come to dinner, what they going to eat? Well, I'm glad you asked me that. What they're going to eat, the spiritual food. That's what they're going to eat. Not no physical, spiritual food, what they're going to eat. Peter was a Jew and Cornelius was a Gentile. And they didn't have no fellowship with each other. That's why God let the sheep down with all those animals in it, but Peter could see what they were all together, creeping things and 4 feet beasts and the 4 foot animals and the next question was Cornelius say what Cornelius say when he saw all the in this vision. I'm glad you had the question again. Cornelius was saying to Peter, "I preached to them." It's in the lesson. I mean, in the chapter. After Peter preached to Cornelius, Cornelius had told the whole family and all the relatives and all. And while Peter preached to them, they all got saved in the house. All of them in the house got saved.
Amen. I say amen.
And so I say, man,
hello.
I keep forgetting some of the things I want to say, so I just say, man. And this is my echo here. So.
Amen. Thank you, Dad. You did a great job with Acts 10. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's see. Sister Shirley, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
I'd like to share Psalms 121.
Amen.
God, the help of those who seek him. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who makes the heaven and the earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen.
I think we had another caller to come in. Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Oh, good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms 121, my help. Amen. Okay, Mom, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be reading from Genesis 4th chapter 1 through 16. And the subject is, I am my brother's keeper. Someone said that blood. Someone had said the blood is thicker than water. But the story of Cain and Abel remind us of another reality, namely that the spirit is thicker than blood. Cain was a tiller and of the field, and Abel was a keeper of the flock. Each man had his own destiny quality, his secret quality. Perhaps someone should have informed Cain that different does not mean defensive. How sad it is when we live our lives with the mistake notion that another promotion means our demotion, or that another failure ensure our success. God responded to Cain's sour disposal. Why are you angry? Genesis 4:6 said, clearly show the value of your thinking. Truly, Abel was not Cain's problem. Cain was his offspring. Let me see, where am I? Okay. Had his offering originated from a sincere heart, God would have respect and received it as he did Abel. Had he only been willing to learn from his brother, sacrifice, celebration, his brother, success, and sharing in his brother's service, he would have known the joy of real brotherhood. Each of us must replace the question, am I my brother's keeper? With the delegation, I am my brother's keeper. And the prayer said, Lord, as I struggle against the force of individual and envy, help me to remember that I am a part of your extended family. Let me see clearly each person's joy as my own joy, and each person's grief as my own. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Genesis. Let's see. My next person would be Angela. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Food for thought. If you never felt pain, then how would you know that I am a healer?
Mm-hmm.
If you never had to pray, how would you know that I am a deliverer? If you never had a trial, how could you call yourself an overcomer? If you never felt sadness, how could you know that I am a comforter? If you never made a mistake, how would you know that I am a forgiver? If you knew all, how would you know that I will answer your question? If you never were in trouble, how would you know that I will come to your rescue? If you never were broken, then how would you know that I can make you whole? If you never had a problem, how would you know that I can solve them? If you never had any suffering, then how would you know what I went through? If you never went through the fire, then how would you become pure? If I gave you all things, how would you appreciate them? If I never corrected you, how would you know that I love you? If you had all power, then how would you learn to depend on me? If your life was perfect, then what would you need me for? Love, Jesus. God is great, isn't he? God, our Father, walk through our house and take away all our worries and illness, and please watch over and heal our family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Angel, for food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. for his mercies and kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endure forever. Pray ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. I will go next, and my reading is from Our Daily Bread, and the title is Becoming. Jesus grew up in a small town called Nazareth. A man named Nathan asked, "Can anything come good out of Nazareth?" In John 1:46, Jesus provided that the answer is yes. Even though he grew up in an insignificant place, he was the most significant person in all of history. Experience taught me, and scriptures confirm, that what matters is not where you grow up, but how you grow up. Sometimes we feel insignificant compared to sophisticated people or prominent places, but we are significant to God, and he can make us strong in spirit and fill us with his wisdom. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see, Auntie Betty. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from 103, Psalm 103.
Amen.
The blessed Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquity, and who healeth all thy disease, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with love, kindness, and tender mercy, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and graceful, slow to anger, and plenty in mercy. He will not always child, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. Like a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, and he remember that we are dust. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Auntie Carrie, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Proverbs 3.
Amen.
My son.
Proverbs
3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall be added unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thine heart. So thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see, that brings me to Auntie Janet. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Acts, the third chapter. Power in the name of Jesus. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered in with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat by asking alms at the Beautiful gate. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondering. This is to let us know there is power in the name of Jesus for those who believe. Amen.
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 Amen. And praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, I want to thank everyone for the reading. The selection was awesome. And we're going to go right into our sick and shut-in, so if everyone would bow their head. And first of all, I would like for us to take a moment of silence. My brother-in-law lost his son this weekend, so if we just have a moment of silence, please.
Amen. Oh, God.
Amen, amen. May God continue
amen.
To bless us. Family. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Going right into this sick and shut-in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
For each day. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but who lost their son?
I think it was Jimmy.
Yeah,
lost
Jimmy's
his son in his sleep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he had a massive heart attack, I believe. And I think he was about 33 years old. He wasn't any age at all.
God have mercy.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I just wanted to know who it was.
Okay.
Loretta, if you're speaking, we can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm back. I won't be in here long. My phone is going dead, so I'm going to go ahead with the prayer and probably have to turn it over to Angela. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for each day. Thank you for the healing that you are performing right now in Uncle Willie, Daddy Verner, Sam Dix and family, Kevin Avery, Jesse Verner, Valerie Crockett, Vicki Hussman, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, Eric, Tony, Cheryl, DeMarcus, Malachi, Carlos and family, the Rossiter family, Belinda and family, the Boyers and family, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Ruth Edwards, and Kendrick Holiday, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you continue to provide us with all that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we ask to be covered in the blood, for there is still power in the blood. And we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Boy.
Okay, we're going right into our birthdays, the week of October 18th through the 24th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
Nicholas Williams, 22nd.
My son Daniel, 24th.
Antonio, the 18th. And mine the 21st.
Mm-hmm. 21st, 18th, 24th, 22nd. Miss Williams, Daniel, Tony, and Dot. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Carrie, would you get the honor in singing a birthday song?
I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday to all. Amen. Thank you for that singing, Auntie Carrie. And that takes us right into our praise testimonies, songs, and poems. Share what's on your heart. And I will start with Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Anything else you want to share with the group for testimony or?
I'll try a song.
Amen.
One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, yeah. One more time, oh, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time, yeah. One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time, yeah. One more time. One more time, God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
One more time.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One more time. Thank you for that song, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with us?
Yes. Auntie Dot. I will read prayers that change things.
Amen.
Thank you for sending Jesus, who came that I might have life and that I might have more abundant life. The abundance you gave to me, keep me from being discontinued. Thank you, Father. You supply all my need according to your richness and glory by Christ Jesus. It is certain that I brought nothing into this world, and I will carry nothing out. Having food and clothes, I will be content person. Thank you for the peace and content you have brought to me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Mom, any good news? Praise report, testimony.
I'm going to be reading out of Exodus 33:12-23. And the subject is the glory of God. Life is full of challenge, and it is in the midst of our challenges that we sometimes feel our loneliness. It is not easy to stand alone with courage. It is not easy to know what the right thing is and to do it. Sometimes it's much easier to float with the tide of popular thinking. The most expedient solution seems to be best way to solve a problem. When we are faced with the challenge of being effective leader in our home, in our community, or on our job, it is comfort to feel God present and to know His glory surrounding us. While leading the children of Israel through the wilderness, Moses sought and comfort presence of the glory of God as a sign to show that he still had the favor of God. Although God promised to show his glory, he refused to show his face. Instead, he showed Moses a cliff of the rock, a hiding place, and a purpose of covering Moses with his hand until he had passed by. Consequently, Moses was protected from the face of God, yet privileged to see the glory of God. As we face the challenge in our life, we do not see the face of God, but we do see his glory hidden away in the cliff of the rock and protected by the hand of God. We experience that blessing assurance that God is still with us. Such is the meaning of the verse in a familiar hymn, Rock of Ages, cliff for me, let me hide myself in thee. So through learning and depending on God, we will find strength to sustain us in all of our difficulties of life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Exodus. Let's see, that brings me to Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group?
That is awesome.
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to say that God is awesome.
Amen.
Yep. And amen.
Amen.
Awesome God.
Yes, He is.
Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. Let's see here. Angela, anything else you want to share with the group tonight? Praise support, testimony?
Yes, I want to read something out of the prayer for the bed. It's titled, The Man with No Future. Someone once said that there is really very little difference between people. but that little difference make a great deal of difference. Jabez isn't a big star in the Bible like Noah, Moses, or David. In fact, most people have never heard of him. He's like that kid at school who isn't very talkative or popular. A lot of people don't even realize he exists. To make matters worse, Jabez's story is tucked away in 1 Chronicles, one of the least read sections of the Bible, of the least read books of the Bible. First 9 chapters of 1 Chronicles are a long list of unusual names that even brilliant scholars have a hard time pronouncing. I forgive you if you have a sudden urge to put this down, but stay with me because 44 names into the chapter, our story breaks through. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brother, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. And that's it. In the next verse, the roll call picks up as if nothing has happened, continues with all those names. Do you see what just happened? Something about Jabez made the historian stop, mind drawn, clear his throat, and switch tactics. "Ah, wait a minute," he seems to say. "You just got to know something about this guy named Jabez. He stands heads and shoulders above the rest." What was it about Jabez that made him so special? You can search from front to back in your Bible, as I have, and you won't find any more information than we have in these two verses. The even shorter version of this already short story would look like things started badly for a person no one ever heard of. But instead, we got a young man who asked God for things that God granted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Auntie Jetta, any praise report, testimony? You want
yes,
to share
I
with
like,
the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share again my confession of favor. In the name of Jesus, I am the righteousness of God. Therefore, I am entitled to covenant kindness and covenant favor. The favor of the Lord is among the righteous. The favor of God surrounds the righteous. Therefore, it surrounds me. Everywhere I go and in everything I do, I expect the favor of God to be in full manifestation in my life. Never again will I be without the favor of God. It rests richly upon me. It profusely abounds in me. I'm a part of the generation that is experiencing God's favor immeasurably, limitlessly, and surpassingly. Therefore, favor produces supernatural increase, promotion, restoration, honor, increased assets, great victories, recognition, prominence, preferential treatment, petition granted, policies and rules changed, and battles won in which I do not have to fight. The favor of God is upon me. It goes before me. Therefore, my life will never be the same. This is the time of God's favor in my life. That is the favor of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. And I have to go back and thank Angela for her reading. And let's see here. Dad? Praise report testimony.
Believe it or not, I'm going to try to sing a little bit.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the name of the song will be I Decide to Follow Jesus.
Amen. Right.
All right. I'm getting right through. Okay. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. So no one join me, still I will follow. So no one join me, still I will follow.
I know.
So no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Would be timing the cross before. It would be timing the cross before me. It would be timing the cross before me. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Turning back. No turning back. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song, Dad. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I wait till my daughter. I wait till my daughter ready to get back so I can sing it.
I have to. Mom always add her own version to what happened, but I only had three sty on one eye. I don't know. She said she came up with six, but Mom always have to have her own version. But I only had three sty on one eye. That was the case. Amen. I'm all better amen. Now. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glad to hear that.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Carrie, any praise report, testimony you want to share with the group tonight? Okay, any updates on Uncle Willie?
He's doing good. He's sleeping and eating and walking.
Is he home?
Is he been home?
Okay, all right. Good, awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, he's doing good. He said, thank
you
all for the prayer.
Amen. Amen.
And amen.
Amen. So let's see here. Is there anything anyone else wants to share with the group before Angela come with the closing prayer? Do so now.
I would like to say our choir anniversary will be Sunday, next Sunday, 3 o'clock.
Next Sunday?
Next Sunday, 3 o'clock. So why y'all in town? Why y'all in town? It's not by our letter.
No problem. Thanks for the updated news. Amen. Amen.
Loretta?
Yes, ma'am.
I understand Ivana and Stacy are on. They're listening in.
Amen.
Well, thank God
good
for
evening,
that.
Ladies.
Hopefully next Sunday they'll be.
Man.
Okay.
Always welcome. Always. Okay. Any other news for anyone wants to share? Okay, Angela.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Reading out of Psalms 118:24, every day that we are given is a precious gift from Almighty God. We should wake up every morning with a grateful attitude, full of faith and expectancy for what the Lord has in store. Sure, you may be facing some challenges in your life, or maybe things aren't going the way you planned. But remember, each new day is a chance to stand strong in the midst of adversity and see the faithfulness of God. Every new day is an opportunity to praise and thank Him, to magnify your God instead of magnifying your problems. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Be glad that God has promised to never leave you or forsake you. Be glad that God has given you a sound, healthy mind. Rejoice that He is making a way where there seems to be no way. Focus on the gift of each and every day and rejoice in what God has done in your life. Please bow your head and let's pray. Father, today I choose to rejoice in you. Thank you for this day and for every opportunity that you've given me to praise you and be a blessing to others. I give you everything I am today and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that closing prayer, Angela. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. We had Mom coming out of Genesis, my brother Keeper, Angela Food for Thought for Deliverance, Comforter, Dad coming to us with Acts 10, who's coming to dinner, Auntie Betty out of Psalms 103, bless the Lord, oh my soul, amen.
Amen.
And then we had Auntie Janet coming out of Acts, the power in the name of Jesus. Sister Shirley came to us out of Psalms 121, my help comes from the Lord. And Auntie Carrie came to us out of Proverbs, keep my commandments. And then Auntie Doc came to us out of Psalms 117, praise the Lord. And we hope those are something that you can fall back on and help you through your busy week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Remember to put on your full suit of armor for protection from your enemy. God says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we're trusting and believing in His word. May you continue to put God first in all that you do. Everyone have a blessed week. Jesus love you, and I am back.
Right.
And
love you too. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Have a good night.
Love you, guys.
Have a blessed week. Okay. that concludes our program for tonight. I would like to leave this with our listeners. Lord, you know what is best, and you deserve to lead us in paths that are right and good. Give us the courage to trust and to follow you in ways of righteousness for your name's sake. Have a blessed week. Love you. Good night.
Yeah.